Thanks for listening to the Mornings with Carmen LaBurge podcast, made available thanks to support from listeners just like you.
Your daily encouragement that God has the world in the hollow of his hand. This is Mornings with Carmen LaBurge on Faith Radio.
If we're gonna fly, we fly like eagles.
Good morning again on this National Day of Prayer. I'm Carmen LaBurge. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen here on the Faith Radio Network. Thank you so much for each of you checking in on the text line with your praises to God on this National Day of Prayer and your prayer concerns as well. So how are you praying today? With whom are you praying on this National Day of Prayer? Are you participating in a National Day of Prayer event in your community or in your city? nationaldayofprayer.org. If you still need to get connected with something happening near where you live, or you want to get connected online to others who are praying, nationaldayofprayer.org. I am very sensitive today to those who are grieving particular griefs, like particular losses, right? And so that may be the loss of life itself, but it may be the loss of a hope you had, or the loss of a friendship. It might be the loss of a graduation ceremony. It might be the loss of finishing an academic semester. It might be the loss of peace in your community. You might be grieving all kinds of things today. And so let us, on this National Day of Prayer, be recognizing and acknowledging the pain that other people are walking around with. Some of it is physical. Much of it is relational and spiritual. And so let's be tender with one another today on this National Day of Prayer. How are you praying today for members of your family or friends who have prodigal children or prodigal spouses or prodigal parents? If you are one of those who has a prodigal in your life, and that is really, you know, first and foremost, that is the thing that catches in your throat when we talk about who, for whom are you praying and how are you praying, I want you to text the word heart, H-E-A-R-T, to 877-933-2484. Again, if your heart is breaking, over the reality that there is someone that you love and they don't love the Lord. This is a series of text messages from Susie Larson, and you will receive the series of text messages over the course of a couple of weeks. But they're audio messages, and if you've never texted in when we've done one of these audio text campaigns, it's really a blessing. It's just our way of blessing you. And so maybe you have a prodigal in your life, or you have a friend who has a prodigal. This is a great, if you receive these, then you can just forward them from your phone to that person. Like, that's also, it's a great ministry tool. It's one of the ways we want to not only encourage you in your walk of faith, but equip you as you walk with others. And so let us give you that gift today. Text the word heart, H-E-A-R-T, to 877-933-2484. I am on my National Day of Prayer list today, as I was thinking about the concerns that are heavy upon my heart. I am praying about people living in the circumstance of war or famine, disease, fear, rage, desperation. I have two people in mind who are really suffering from mental illness, and then two friends who have a person in their life for whom they are, you know, primarily responsible, and just all of the constellation of concerns related to that. Praying for our national challenges related to addiction or loneliness. People who don't feel like they have enough, and people who have so much that they've become walled off unto themselves. I'm asking God to bring down every dividing wall of hostility between us and to do that through revival. I'm asking for the peace which passes all understanding to pervade our hearts and minds. As I was thinking about talking with you today about the National Day of Prayer, God brought to mind a National Day of Prayer event from many years ago now. And I don't even, I mean, I'm sure that I could do the research and figure it out. But I remember that the verse was from Matthew 12. In his name, the nations will put their hope. And I just thought all of the places that people are putting their hope today, and it's not in Jesus. And so a renewed prayer that people would put their hope in Jesus. Was also thinking about being at a National Day of Prayer event one year and people intentionally singing God Bless America as a prayer. Being sure that you pause. God, like that's, you're addressing God. God, bless America. Father, we come before you to pray for our nation. God, bless. How God has blessed us over the years. Indeed, God has shed his grace on this country and the people of it. And yet we do see trouble in the culture today. We do see so much anger and so much hate, and so much loneliness and so much despair and the breakdown of the family and crippling addictions and mental illness and confusion about identity and anti-Semitism and so much violence. Today's a great day to cry out to God that he would stretch out his hand. God's hand is not too short, or his arm not too short. And so I don't know about you, but I am grieving in the midst of a time when, you know, we could say on our money, we trust in God, or in God we trust. And in our Pledge of Allegiance, we say one nation under God, but we don't live as if either of those things is true. And so I'm praying for that today. I'm praying that God would revive us again, that God would bless America, that God's kingdom would come. And God's will be done right here in this land that we love, starting today with us. And so I'm inviting you to pray today and ask it all in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name, the only name by which we must be saved, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. If you just want a one-word prayer on this National Day of Prayer, just pray Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen. I have been using an app to get me praying by name consistently for my neighbors. It's called the Bless app, and Bless Every Home is the ministry behind it and the Flourishing Cooperative behind that. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Bless Every Home and how they have mapped out our communities so that we can be a praying people equipped to pray. Gary Kendall is going to join us next on this National Day of Prayer. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. In Acts 13:47, God says, I have placed you as a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. How are you serving as a light in the midst of your community? How is your home a lighthouse on your street? Do you have the tools that you need to be a light for Christ in your neighborhood? That is the gift of the Bless Every Home app. And so I want you to I want you to sign up and use it. It's free. It's confidential. BlessEveryHome.com. Gary Kendall is joining us now from the Flourishing Cooperative and the Bless app. Gary, welcome back to Mornings with Carmen.
Thank you, Carmen. It's great to be with you again.
Oh, it's so much fun. All right. For those who have not heard us in our conversation prior to this, what is Bless Every Home? And then we're going to talk about, you know, like actually pulling out a map and walking around as people of prayer.
Sure, Carmen. Thank you. So nearly every follower of Christ I know has a prayer list. You know, it might be in the Bible. It might be in their journal. It might just be in their head, but they have one. And I think it'd be great if it was as convenient as on their phone. And the Bless app, formerly Bless Every Home, they actually both of them work right now because we're renovating the app. But the Bless app gives you the ability to add your neighbors, which we sometimes don't know, to our prayer list. And then we can add in also friends, neighbors, relatives, other people that we're praying for. And then every day it will give us back a prayer prompt to pray for these people God has placed in our sphere of influence.
And it works, by the way. It's very effective. I downloaded it, I don't know, more than a month ago now, and it has I love that every day I get the prayer prompt to pray for five of my neighbors. I love that, you know, their names are right there. And then I'm encouraged to go deeper and to take the next step. And so in some cases I've had the opportunity to do that, to care for them in a particular way. And that's the next step. So prayer, care, share is the formula. If you're not familiar with that, it's been around for a while. We've talked about it on occasion with different folks who have been a part of a larger national conversation about, you know, having this formula of praying for and then caring for our neighbors, you know, as a entry point into ultimately sharing with them the good news of the gospel. And so, how are you praying for your neighbors? Do you know their names? Do you know who's in those houses? And so, prayer is where it starts, and prayer then begins to work on us as we become more mindful of what's happening in that driveway, in that yard, at that house. When are the lights on? When are they off? Who's there? Who's coming and going? How could I be praying for them? And so, how are you praying intentionally for your neighbors? Do you have it actually mapped out? And then, what are the ways that you could then begin tangibly caring for, just start with one. Just start tangibly caring for one and then see where God opens doors in that relationship. Talk with us, Gary, about that formula and maybe what you guys have seen happen as God has opened hearts of prayer to opportunities to care and share.
Of course. You know, Carmen, thank you for using it. I can almost set my watch to the time that a person starts to pray for their neighbors to, with any time within about 10 days, they're going to have some God opportunity they didn't have before. And I don't know how this happens, except it's divine. But you meet someone at the mailbox, you are taking a walk and you run into them on the sidewalk. You see them at the store when you didn't expect to see them. And you've been praying for them, and God opens the opportunities. And I really want that for everyone. So Pray, Care, Share started with the Mission America emphasis years ago and was the backbone of blesseveryhome.com. And we still encourage people to do that. But we're also introducing a new set of rhythms called the Bless Rhythms. B, begin with prayer. L, listen to God and to others. E, eat together. S, serve. And S, share your story and the story of Jesus. And you're going to see these blessed rhythms worked into the app, whether you're using it on your phone or your tablet or your screen. And this is just one more way, Carmen, to remind us of the ways that God uses his people to be able to share his love with those who don't know him yet.
So when you've downloaded the app, one of the things that it is going to share with you is your daily prayer list. And so I'm seeing mine right now, and I am praying for these individuals. Then you can also go in there and make your own notes, which has been really helpful. I have included the names of people's dogs. It's amazing how many people on my street have a dog, and if I can greet the dog
Point
by
of
name,
contact.
like
Yes.
right. Yes,
You need
and
a dog
so
or a baby, Carmen. A dog or
a
a
dog.
baby.
There you go.
Always stop,
You know,
stop.
my family's so faithful. So we've got dogs, and so I have a dog to walk, and that gets you out there, and you know, you get to meet the because your dog meets the other dogs, and it's a whole thing because it takes a minute. But my kids are very dutifully now having kids, and so I'm going to have a couple of babies to stroll up and down the road. You know, sometime this summer, and so right, I'm really excited about because there's a family on my street. This is so funny. We and everybody else, we call them the walkers because starting during COVID, they started walking our street a couple of times every single day. They would both just get out and do that. And then they had one baby. And so then they walked that baby. And now they've had two babies. And so now they're out there walking both babies. And we called them the walkers. You know, come to find out once I got the app, that's not their name. They're actually not the walkers. Anyway, so that's been kind of fun. And we have had opportunity literally just since downloading the app and praying for them by name, God has opened up opportunities for conversations and actually to bless them in a particular way. And that has opened up conversations. And so I'm just like, you know, it's happening. It's unfolding. It's just so beautiful. Gary, we have to take a very brief break. When we come back, will you tell us some stories?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We're talking with Gary Kendall from the Flourishing Cooperative. The Bless app is what you're looking for. And it will download as the Bless app, which means when it shows up on your phone, you have to scroll down alphabetically to the word the. But it's the Bless app. And you can find it at blesseveryhome.com. If you want me to text you the link, I'm happy to do that. Just text me at 877-933-2484. You're listening to Mornings with Cartman. Thank you for being a friend. I mean, thank you for showing up and thank you for giving sacrificially. I'm thinking here about the song, Thank You for Being a Friend. If I threw a party and invited everyone I knew, look, you actually showed up. The song says, the biggest gift would be from me, and the card attached would say, thank you for being a friend. But really, you're the one who showed up with the big gift during our spring fundraiser for Faith Radio. So thank you for being a friend. Thank you for walking with us in this ministry. Thank you for praying each and every day that God would get the glory and God would advance his kingdom through this ministry of encouragement and equipping and empowering. I hope you are all of those things through the Ministry of Faith Radio. I hope that you are encouraged and equipped and empowered to walk your faith out into the world that God so loves and to do so in ways that honor Jesus. To him be the glory and thanks be to you. Thank you for being a friend. If you weren't able to give yet, you can still give now at myfaithradio.com or by texting the word give to 877-933-2484. Thanks again for being a friend. On this National Day of Prayer, have you pulled out a map of the country? Are you praying across the country? Are you praying for particular places and people, spheres of influence? How about a map of your own community? How about a map of your street? Pull out a map and start praying or draw a map or, download the Bless app at blesseveryhome.com and they'll give you a map. What treasures might God reveal and deliver if we just really started living on our streets as people of light and our homes becoming lighthouses? Gary Kendall is here with us from the Flourishing Cooperative and the Bless app. Gary, Tell us some stories. What are some things that God has done in and through this ministry?
For sure, Carmen. This is probably my favorite part. It's just talking about how God is already out there ahead of us working to draw the children that he loves. He loves every single person. And he's always trying to draw them to the light and the truth of the good news. So I've been in my neighborhood, Carmen, for 25 years now. So by God's grace, four of my neighbors have actually gone from darkness to light, like in conversations in yards or in kitchens or in restaurants. Four of my neighbors have trusted Christ, which is so fun. But I do want to say this. If you go to your Bless account, you're going to be able to receive 40 neighbor names. You can make that smaller or larger. You'll see them on a Google map. And then there's a tab where it says list. If you click on list, you can add friends, neighbors, relatives, anybody else, and they'll show up on your prayer list. I did that for a young woman named Katie. I work at a co-working space called the Plex Pod, and Katie's about 23 years old. She's across the hall. The Plex Pod has these gathering times, and so we met each other just like I met most of the people there. I would talk and I would share, and I started doing the Bless rhythm. So begin with prayer. I listened to her. By the way, there's thunder and lightning outside if you're hearing that.
But no, you're fine.
I was, listening to her story that we ate across the table from each other. I shared my story of Jesus over the course of a year's time, and then her business moved, so I didn't see her anymore. And I was trying to weigh the options as she left, like, do I share my contact information, or will that look like I'm a creeper and maybe undo all the work I've done? So I decided not to do it. I just thought, I'm just going to plant a seed and trust her to God. I didn't see her for about a year and a half. And then one day I was in the church where I attend. It's a large church. I had never actually invited her to church. And there she was, actually like 5 seats away from where I sat. It stunned me. It's like a needle in a haystack. She comes running over to me. She's pulling her new husband along in her hand. And she throws one arm around me and says, "This is the man who told me about Jesus." And it just doesn't get better than that. But there's one more part to the story. The next week, she lost her baby. She was pregnant at the time. But because she had found a church, and it was the same church, and got in a small group, they helped her and her husband along till she actually started serving in the children's department to like heal. And then a year and a half after that, she had another child. Now she's had two. But God took care of that seed that I planted. It's so exciting. Everybody needs stories like that, Carmen.
I know, right? No, it is so wonderful. I think that as we're praying for one another, as we become more aware of and sensitive to who is around us, we begin to feel more connected. And in a culture that is increasingly fragmented and where people express how lonely they are, it's interesting. It has been interesting for me just in praying specifically by name for people, how much more easy it is then to engage them in a conversation, right? Even if I don't know them very well, like, hey, you know, I see this, or I observe this. Do you need some help with that? Or this is going on with us. Can you help us? Like, inviting people to help you is a wonderful entry point into conversation as well. Actually, just empowering them to be the helper.
Just think how much we love to hear our name. If our name is called for something, or someone remembers our name, that's special to us. Names are important to God. And when you pray for someone by name, I just think it brings their face to your mind, and it's so much more powerful. It does something to you. But people today don't necessarily know their neighbors. So this is a great way to kind of bridge that gap of, like, I want to pray for them, but I don't know them. This is at least one step. I can pray for them by name. And then no doubt God will help you meet at least some of them.
That's exactly right. Would you lead us in a prayer this morning for our neighbors?
Absolutely. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you care deeply about every single person that's in our sphere of influence, that you know them by name and you call them by name. You invite them to yourself. Lord, I pray that we'll be your hands and feet. I pray that we'll be your voice, that we'll be an agent to bless people in our sphere of influence. Jesus, I ask that you will just arrange opportunities for people. You tell us to bless the people around us, and you're a blessing God. So, Lord, we are excited about the fact that you're going to be able to use us, and you're going to be able to reach them. And in this whole process, you're going to show that you are the answer. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And I thank you so much, Lord. You've given us this app we can use that is a piece of technology that's going to make this even easier. And we thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, it's really cool. Bless Every Home is a ministry service of the Mapping Center for Evangelism and Church Growth. It's just all kinds of really cool things going on in the world, and the way that that God is not only inviting us into the work that He is already doing in the world, but equipping us with all kinds of technological tools to make it easier for us to engage in the ways that that God is calling us to engage. So, Gary, thank you so much. Bless you as you continue with the ministry of Bless Every Home. And thank you again for the Bless app.
Thank you so much. It's a privilege. You know, Carmen, probably the fastest way to change our world would be if we would all love our neighbors.
Amen. Amen. There's a reason it's the second commandment, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much, brother. All right. How are you blessing your neighbors today? How are you loving your neighbor in the name of Jesus? It is the National Day of Prayer. And it's one thing to be, you know, praying for the whole nation and the concerns thereof. It's another thing to be praying very, very specifically for the people who live geographically closest to us. And so issues that are national are local to someone. Issues that you are reading about or hearing about in the news are local to someone. Those are stories that are taking place on a particular street, in a particular home, or in a particular community. And so as we pray for things that are happening in a big enough or a broad enough way to make the news, let's also pray about and for the things that never make the news, the things that are happening in the homes on our street. And let's just be praying God's will be done, that people would come to a knowledge, a saving knowledge of Jesus, that people would experience him through us. So how are you praying today? We started our conversation with a series of questions. How are you praying today? How are you praying in terms of posture, in terms of public or private prayer? How are you praying today? Well, in terms of your personality, have you ever thought about the fact that there are praying personalities? Let's talk a little bit more about finding your natural prayer style. Janet McHenry joins us next on this National Day of Prayer. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. When it comes to prayer and who you are as a praying person, are you a problem solver? Are you a friend of God? Are you an organized prayer? Are you a peace seeker? There are praying personalities, and none of them is like more right than another one. It's just who we are and how God has wired us. So Praying Personalities is Janet McHenry's book. Finding Your Natural Prayer Style is the point. And she's joined us on a prior occasion, but we thought it'd be fun to have her back on this National Day of Prayer. So Janet, welcome back to Mornings with Carmen.
Thank you for having me, Carmen. What a pleasure to be here again.
So praying personalities, first of all, it's just a gift to recognize and acknowledge that I don't have to pray like everybody else prays, and I don't have to try to conform myself to a particular style or way of praying. There are some ways that some people pray that, like, I'm just like, that is just, that makes me crazy and ridiculous, and I don't like it. And then there are things that just feel like me. Can you just talk about the fact that there are varieties of people in terms of our personalities, and therefore varieties of ways that we approach God in prayer?
You know, Carmen, as I really began to study the Bible and the different practices of praying people there, I realized, you know, prayer isn't a one-size-fits-all kind of practice. You know, we see Moses arguing with God. We see David lamenting in the Psalms. You know, we see people who have very disciplined practices, such as Daniel. And what this led me to believe is that, oh, yes, God made each of us different. Each of us has a different personality. And so just as we have different ways of conversing with people, with relating with other people in our lives, we're probably also going to have different ways that we approach God in prayer.
And as we grow, mature, as life circumstances change, as you know, even our relationship, maybe status changes, like our prayer personality develops, morphs, is amplified. Can you talk a little bit about that? Like, it's okay if you're praying differently now or seeking a new relationship in terms of the way you're praying than you did when you were younger. I mean, that's okay.
It's absolutely okay. And just, you know, kind of to ensure anyone listening, I found even in my own personal life that You know, my prayer practices now are much different than they were when I was a younger adult, raising kids, struggling with some marriage issues. I would just like vent at God in or cry out to him in great pain, you know, in journals. I'd write these things out after I was reading the Bible a little bit and then just writing and writing and oh my goodness, I should probably just burn those journals. But, you know, today, you know, as someone perhaps a little more settled in her faith, as someone who's been down the road in terms of seeing how God really has manifested, you know, himself as a constant presence, I know that God is with me all day long. I have more than just pockets of time for prayer. You know, I see prayer as like a whole coat of something I put on all day, and that I'm with God and He's with me, solving those little issues, those little problems that I might have. And He gives me reminders throughout the day, because of some prayer walking practices that I have had for many years now, that, you know, wherever I am, you know, no matter the circumstances, there's a reason for prayer and to be in that state of talking with Him all day long.
We again are talking with Janet McHenry. The book is Praying Personalities, Find Your Natural Prayer Style. Can we talk about the four? I mean, and I'm again, you're going to want the book and you're going to want to take the assessment, but I do think it's just helpful for folks to understand like where you land the plane because it's very, it's not just for me, it's for everybody around me who I think, well, why don't they pray like me? Like, why are they not responding when I'm suggesting we go prayer walking? Like, man, what do you mean that's not your thing? Like, that's my thing. It was good to discover that. And so can you just walk us through? Maybe we'll just start with the problem solver.
Right.
But I do want you to tell people then about the friend of God, the organized prayer, which is not me, and the peace seeker. So let's start with the problem solver.
Well, the problem solver is someone who approaches life as a huge to-do list, right? We have those things on our calendars or in our bullet journal, and we get nothing more pleasurable than to check all those things off at the end of the day. And so what this person needs to learn, and I'll own that I am a problem solver as well, that you know, instead of, you know, summoning all my strength to be able to get through this huge list of things to do, is to go to God. You know, to go to God first, say, like, how will I do this today, God? And to see Him as the ultimate problem solver in my life. You know, Job was a problem solver. Moses was a problem solver. Gideon, you know, he negotiated with God. These people might be a little more cerebral in orientation. And so this person might find something like prayer walking is in an ideal sort of practice because you're getting two things done at once. So you get to check the two things off on your list. But perhaps, you know, that another strategy might be for this person to have reminders to pray. I have sticky notes in my planner where I have lists of, for example, city council people, board of supervisors people who need my prayers, you know, on a weekly basis. So, and this person would probably also be really good at organizing prayer groups, you know, prayer streams of people through in their church to call upon for prayer for other people.
Yes, I feel like the National Day of Prayer was probably organized by a problem solver.
I have no
Okay.
doubt.
So, yeah. So I just want to read one paragraph. And again, this is from Praying Personalities, Finding Your Natural Prayer Style. Janet McHenry is here sharing with us. When problems arise, this is how, by the way, problem solvers like myself like to pray. When problems arise, they immediately send their to-the-point prayer requests to trusted friends and prayer groups, or just simply share them to a global audience on their radio show. Their prayers are big, bold, and full of faith. They believe God can do the impossible. They're not afraid to ask Him to do just that. When they get other people's prayer requests, they pray right then and there. I call it stop, drop, and pray, by the way, because they like checking things off their mental list. And when someone shares a need in person, the problem solver says, well, let me pray for you right now. And they do so confidently. In groups, they are focused and they tend to plan their spoken prayers and they pray purposefully and succinctly. Okay, I have it like highlighted. I have a star. I have this page dog-eared. I'm like, it's totally okay to be this person, but it's also totally okay to not be this person. And so for me, one of the gifts of the book is beginning to understand that other people have a different prayer personality than mine. Not everyone approaches prayer in this way. So tell us about the friend of God.
Well, the friend of God is a highly relational person, and I automatically think of my daughter, and when she walks into the room, there is a party. There just is. She's very outgoing and just loves being around people. So for the friend of God, it's simply going to be more natural for her, for him to pray in groups. This will certainly fuel them and will also be the way that they approach, you know, their Heavenly Father. They see him as someone in their life, you know. So worship, having worship music on, praying with others. When she something comes up in terms of an issue or something, she's going to phone a friend. You know, that's going to be the immediate kind of response that she has, because she needs people around her to pray for her as well. And I think of my daughter running around to 17 million different things during the day. And so she could just say in the van with the kids, Josiah, you know, you pray. And then you call in someone else to pray here in the van. And then that could be really a sweet fellowship time for them.
All right. We're gonna continue talking with Janet McHenry about our praying personalities. The book is Praying Personalities. Find your natural prayer style. Are you a problem solver? Did that sound like you when we were talking about that particular praying personality? Maybe you are a friend of God and you just heard yourself described. And maybe you're saying, okay, I haven't heard mine yet. Neither of those sounds like me. Well, then you're probably an organized prayer or the peace seeker. We're going to talk about those two praying personalities next. I hope you are engaged today in the National Day of Prayer. Again, just a reminder, if you're looking for National Day of Prayer resources or an event near you that you could join, nationaldayofprayer.org. You're listening to Mornings with Carmen. As we consider the life of Jesus and the life of the first generation of Christians, reading here the book of Acts and all the letters to the Christians in the New Testament, we see people who like wake up. They come to see and understand and then receive Jesus as their Savior and Lord. And it changes everything. We see Christians then telling other people about the good news and inviting them to respond in repentance, be baptized, and follow Jesus. The movement of Christianity grows person by person and then exponentially as people walking in darkness receive the light of Christ and want others to know what they know and have what they have. Well, you and I are living in dark days. People need light. And Jesus is the light of the world today in the same way that he was the light of the world at the beginning of creation and at the first Christmas and throughout his life on earth and in his radiance now at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is the light of the world. So if you're walking in darkness of any kind today, I invite you to consider Jesus. If you'd like to know more about what it means to begin a relationship with Christ or to chat with someone about it, just text the word faith to 41224. Do you have a prayer closet, like a literal one? Do you have systems and routines for prayer? Are you like a genuinely, like you are organized when it comes to praying? You have a prayer schedule and you make sure that you have like long time set aside for quiet prayer? Do the Psalms stimulate your prayer life, particularly the Psalms of Lament? Would you prefer to pray alone and not with a group? Well, you might be the organized prayer. We're talking about praying personalities. Janet McHenry is here with us. I'm hoping that you will check out not only what she has written, but take the assessment, like find your praying personality. And it's gonna help you not only see yourself and sweeten your own life of prayer and kind of free you to be who you are, but also to recognize that not everybody is like you and not everybody is like me. So, Janet, introduce us to the organized prayer.
Well, Carmen, the organized prayer sees prayer as a kind of a passionate, disciplined practice. And as you mentioned, this person is probably going to have some kind of a system, definitely a routine for prayer. I've had a couple of friends like this in my life who've said, Janet, I bought this notebook for $24.99, and on Sundays I pray for my church, and on Mondays I pray for my family, and on Tuesdays, etc. And so, yeah, I bought the notebook for $24.99, and I had those systems kind of in place and practice for a season, and then it fell by the wayside as just life sort of took over. You know, the life of being a mom of four kids and working full time as a high school English teacher and volunteering for my church, I just couldn't keep all those systems into place. And it just didn't work for me. So this person may also see prayer as an opportunity to, you know, to express oneself creatively, maybe journal in a Bible, or to have a beautiful prayer closet where, you know, you literally go there for an hour every day. You know, perhaps also they like the idea of, you know, walking a labyrinth, you know, quietly, you know, moving toward the center in confession and then coming back out, you know, asking God to work in their lives. So there are many different kinds of ways that the organized prayer or the lamenter can approach prayer.
Yeah, I like that you offer that the prayers of lament in the Psalms are particular fodder for this particular prayer as well, and I just appreciated that. All right, how about the peace seeker?
The peace seeker basically goes to prayer because you know he needs peace in his life. Life is crazy. It brings turmoil, and for this introverted person, that he needs to go to God to have that sense of settled godly presence in his life. And so prayer also might be more of an informal practice. He might appreciate different kinds of prayer books to jumpstart his prayer, maybe a prayer app on your phone that gets your prayer time started. Maybe just a simple routine of having prayer with your coffee in the morning. But the ultimate idea is that this introverted person, you know, wants to seek out this time with God so as to have peace settle over his day.
Okay, so which one of us, I'm just going to probably own this, which one of us, in terms of our praying style, in terms of our praying personality, you know, is likely to say to a group of people, all right, we're going to go around the circle and everybody's going to pray like that. instead of, hey, we're going to have a time of prayer. I'm going to start so-and-so, who I've already, you know, had the conversation with, is going to wrap it up in a few minutes. And anyone who feels led to pray is invited to do so. Those are two very different approaches to being in a group and inviting a time of prayer. Which one of us is likely to say, hey, we're going to have a time of prayer. We're going to go around the circle. And, you know, when the person next to you is done, then you pray. Like who's likely to want that kind of prayer?
Well, that person might be the problem solver because, mm-hmm. you know, she's the type of person who can lead.
She's bossy.
Can delegate.
Let's just go ahead and yes. say she's bossy. She's bossy.
She's bossy. I'm bossy. Sounds like you're owning that too, Carmen.
Oh, yeah, I'm owning it. That's me.
But it really
but
is
I'm
important.
Super sensitive, like, right? You've made me way more sensitive to the fact that not everyone shares my praying personality. And so this has been such a sweet gift.
Yeah, I think, you know, it really is important for those who are more extroverted in nature, the problem solver, the friend of God, to recognize that those introverted folks really may not want to pray aloud in a group, and that is okay. Or if you feel that that person really should be part of the group, to give her a heads up, you know, hours before, maybe the day before, and say, you know, I've heard you pray. You're so sensitive to others' needs. You know, would you be able to close us in prayer tomorrow night when we meet? So that she can think through that and just, you know, ask God for that kind of help to be able to come out of her quiet shell.
I think that this is a wonderful conversation for us to have with, particularly, you know, for those who are married, this is a wonderful conversation to have with your spouse, because if they have a different praying personality than you, I think that's a super important thing to discover. I mean, we talk about our love languages. Maybe we ought to be talking about, you know, our praying personalities in our most intimate relationships, because if I have a different kind of praying personality than my spouse, I'm going to maybe have different expectations than he does about the frequency of when we would pray together, or how long it might last, or how verbal it might be, or on and on and on. And so just as you're thinking about places and spaces where you might use this book, that's just such a gift. It's helpful personally. It's also helpful interpersonally. And it's going to help you in your relationships with fellow Christians as you approach conversations about prayer. And so praying personalities, finding your natural prayer style. Many of you know Janet McHenry. She's, I don't know, written something like 25 books. Prayer Walk is one of my favorites. She also has The Complete Guide to the Prayers of Jesus. And so, yeah, and a part of the leadership team for California on this National Day of Prayer. So I know a really vital part of the ongoing conversation in the country about how we're praying for one another and God's will to be done. So thank you so much for carving out the time to join us.
Thank you for having me, Carmen, today. It really was a pleasure to be with you.
It's a gift. It's a gift. That's Janet McHenry. You can find her online at janetmchenry.com or the book at prayingpersonalities.com. And again, you are listening to Carmen. I don't know, Mornings with Carmen. I'm Carmen. Yeah. You know, I'm supposed to say other things now. We only have a couple of minutes left today together on this National Day of Prayer. And so pray. That's going to be my encouragement. We have talked about all of the ways you might pray. We've talked today about postures of prayer. We've talked about praying with and for our neighbors. We've talked about praising God. We've talked about asking God specifically to bless. What does it look like just to show up and just say, God, bless, and then just let him send forth blessings. We've talked about approaching God with the concerns of our hearts, the desires of our hearts, lifting up precious people that we know. You're going to hear Greg Laurie say over and over and over again in these days that we need God and we need a spiritual awakening. And he quotes a writer, an unnamed writer. He quotes a writer who says, and you hear Greg Laurie repeat, and I want to quote today, "If all the sleeping people will wake up, if all the lukewarm people will fire up, if all the dishonest people will fess up, if all the disgruntled people will cheer up, if all the estranged people will make up, if all the gossipers will shut up, if all the true soldiers will stand up, if all the dry bones will shake up, if all God's people will pray up, then we can have revival." And so if you are wondering what might be keeping revival from coming, find yourself on that list. Are you asleep or lukewarm or dishonest or disgruntled or estranged or gossiping or out of the fight or dry or disconnected? Let's get prayed up today on this National Day of Prayer, that God's will might be done on earth as it is in heaven, and his kingdom might come in this land. Have a great day, and God bless. Thanks for listening to Mornings with Carmen LaBurge. Podcasts like this are available because of your support. If it's important to you to hear things that encourage your faith, click the link in the show notes to give now. And thanks.